You know what they say about therapists, Carolyn?
What?
That you're the most screwed up ones. And that's why you get into it.
It is why we get into it. I had a horrible childhood. And so I went into it to try to figure things out.
Did you? Let's talk about it.
Let's not.
Lay down.
Maybe.
Next up, Carolyn's horrible childhood.
Yeah, no, really.
It's Therapy Thursday. She's doing some assertiveness training. That's what we'll call it.
Oh,
yeah.
That was very politically correct.
Yes. Some B assertiveness training.
Are you too nice? Is it holding you back when it comes to dating? And we're also talking about in the workplace, you know. What are the boundaries?
All the different areas of your life. A lot of people are good in one area and not in the other.
If you think about it, it's kind of my whole theory about the difference between being a girl and a woman. But we'll get to that later.
Okay. Like, I don't know what that
girls
is.
Girls are probably
too nice.
Too nice.
Women
aren't
not.
Afraid to say what they think.
Yeah, I guess so. That's
and
probably
it could
true
be at
if
any
we
age.
Want to use that as a definition, I was going to say, but a lot of 60, 70, 80-year-olds are still
that's
too
what
nice.
I'm saying.
Right.
At any age.
Right.
It could be an 18-year-old woman.
Well, and you know what? We can transfer that over to men, between a boy and a man.
But specifically, Carolyn's doing the B-word training.
It's an acronym.
Oh, right. What is it an acronym for, Michelle?
It stands for Babes in Total Control of Herself.
I do like that.
Carolyn's going to steal that.
Yes, I am. No.
Be my guest. I stole it from somebody else.
So are you one?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
What do you think makes you one?
The fact that I'm willing to stand up for myself. The fact that I'm not willing to take the crap that everybody just deals out and thinks that you should just bend over for.
And take the blame for.
Right. You know, if I do something wrong, I'm totally cool on taking the blame for it. But if it's not my fault, I'm not taking the blame for it. You did it. You did it. Take it.
I'm glad you are a B. A biatch.
Hey, like I said, it's a good word to me.
Hey, Alita, are you too nice?
I was just calling in about the show that you have and going from zero to a bitch. My belief is you can call me a bitch. I'm a beautiful, intelligent, talented, charming, honest woman.
A babe itching to change history.
Ooh, I like
nice.
That.
Mm-hmm. So what's your other advice, Carolyn, for how to make that transition?
Okay.
To be true to yourself.
It's really being strong. It's really being strong and handling people and being in control of your life. One of the other keys.
Doesn't that, for women, alienate people?
Yeah. Especially for women more than men. Yeah. So, and your point is?
Yeah. I got you.
Okay.
Got you.
You know, that's the problem with women or people that are too nice. They think that their job in life is to go around pleasing everyone and trying to accommodate everybody else and not themselves. What brought this whole thing up was our dating thing with Angela. She is too nice. She was trying to
but
be
it's
polite.
Not real. Yeah.
And then there's no real personality that comes across. So nobody can even connect to a person who runs around being too nice. There's no excitement. There's no sparkle. There's nothing that comes out of that person. So one of the key things is not getting sucked in to other people, what you think they need from you.
Mm-hmm.
Who cares? You need to also be concerned about what you need from them. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's got to be a give and take, but you have to also focus on yourself. And when Angela was in here on the dating thing, she didn't say, you like rock music? What are you doing at a country station, for Christ's sake?
But it's a fine line. If you only focus on yourself, then you're not really giving to someone else.
Exactly, except that these people are at zero, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Zero means they're only focusing on other people. I have these female clients that come in and they say, I ask them, so what do you want in this relationship? Well, I don't know. Actually, I had a man like this in my office last night. I said, what do you want? He goes, all the deals are about her. And I go, well, you don't ever say you want anything. I mean, if we could make some deals for you, if you would tell me what you want from her.